Hi, this is YouthCast, and I'm your host, Molly Adams. Oh, there's so many recession stories out there of how people are saving money and hustling to make ends meet. So, what's the most extreme thing you've heard of people doing? For me, it's dumpster diving. And this story is actually a few years old. People are always trying to save a buck here and there. So get to know Connor the dumpster diver. He looks for food, clothes, and pretty much anything else people throw away that is still useful. But this is not just a piece about, hey, check out this wacky guy and the wacky things he does. Reporter Rebecca Barker finds out why climbing into a dumpster, while thrifty and pretty rock and roll, is culturally taboo, sometimes illegal, and definitely pretty gross. This is Dumpster Diving by Rebecca Barker of the Alaska Teen Media Institute.
20-year-old Connor Huntington climbs into the dumpster quickly, using niches on the cold metal sides for steps. Brown and imposing, this dumpster is roughly 12 feet tall and stands behind a local big box bookstore. Even in the shadow of an Alaskan winter evening, with a stout building blocking most other light but traffic, footholds are still easy to find. Connor is an experienced dumpster diver.
There's a different way to get around every kind of dumpster's defense mechanism. The only thing you can't get around is a garbage compactor, because even if you get into a garbage compactor, you're just going to die, and that sucks.
Dumpster diving is the art of retrieving trash, and it can have any number of purposes. Those with keen eyes might just lean into a dumpster to pick up something interesting. Sometimes people short of money get essentials like food and clothing from dumpsters. But it can also be about more than just finding things. Connor says he practices some aspects of freeganism. Freeganism, a phrase co-opted from veganism, is a lifestyle that aims to decrease personal impact on the earth. Freegans aim to buy less, make more, and dive for the rest. And from a freegan perspective, Connor says dumpster diving is not only a way to get things for free, but also a critique of consumer society.
Everything that's actually political about dumpster diving just basically comes back to scarcity, and just the idea that instead of using what you have to help somebody, you're going to throw it away so you can charge more for it. Instead of providing for everybody, they choose to provide for a select group of people. They choose to provide for the people who can pay for it and make more money than to provide for everyone and only creates what's necessary.
Don Winchester is the general manager at Vend Alaska, a locally owned vending machine distribution agency in Anchorage. Winchester disagrees with Connor's perceptions of business, but he says he is sympathetic.
I grew up on a farm and a farmer, so we grew what we ate, we produced, we traded. We never really had much money, but there is nothing for free. I'm from the hippie era in the 60s, and it's wonderful. They want to try it, but I don't want them in my dumpster. But hey, bless them if they think they can do it. That's what youth and stuff is all about.
In Connor's experience, most people don't enjoy finding him in their dumpsters.
People get really confused when they find you in their dumpsters. People rarely respond, like, actually violently, but people do get really pissed off sometimes. They're just threatened. Basically, it's like, that's the trash, you know?
Winchester says this last year, Vend Alaska put up a fence to stop people from coming onto their property at night.
I just don't want anybody in my dumpster. It can't be healthy, for one thing. We don't clean our dumpsters. we don't want people eating the outdated food. Somebody maybe could get sick. I just don't want people in the dumpsters, nor do we want people on our premises after our hours.
Winchester says Vend Alaska used to donate their food to charities, but liability issues keep them from doing it now.
It is unfortunate. It's too bad, because even though there's an expiration date on, let's use potato chips and that, they're good for another 2 or 3 months usually. So, but we can't do that nor risk it. So now we just have to put them in the dumpster.
Before he became a vegan, Connor ate out of dumpsters semi-regularly. He says it's not easy, especially since so many businesses use trash compactors, but it can be done.
In downtown Anchorage, down 1st, 2nd, 3rd Street, is where there's some very interesting dumpsters, but it's a time commitment. You can't just, go jump into one. You're going to have to jump into 50 dumpsters before you find a good one. Once you found a good one, you can go back, but, you've got to be pretty much, obsessed and, the great thing about being a vagrant is if you're a vagrant, you have a lot of free time. You wander from dumpster to dumpster. You look around.
there is a level of danger attached to eating food from a dumpster, says Chris Toffberg, supervisor for the Anchorage Municipal Health and Human Services Food Safety and Sanitation Program.
From a public health standpoint, that's not necessarily a good idea because there's no temperature control. You got all sorts of vermin and all sorts of opportunities for cross-contamination in a dumpster. So we would advise against it. Actually, Anchorage is a great town for somebody to get a free meal because there's a lot of resources. Downtown, just offhand, there's the Downtown Soup Kitchen. There's Beans Cafe. But that's the way I would advise it because those are places that we inspect versus the questionable source that dumpster is.
Dumpster divers not only risk getting sick, they risk getting caught. But Officer Scott Chafin of the University of Alaska Anchorage Police says it isn't the diving itself that gets people in trouble.
Basically, there's not really anything illegal in Alaska about dumpster diving. However, it may depend on where the dumpster is located. If it's on the property and not given up, like it's not on the curb, like a garbage can, then they might be facing criminal trespass charges. But if it's out on the curb, it's fair game for anybody.
Trespassing on business property is a B misdemeanor, says Officer Chafin. The maximum penalty, he says, is 90 days in prison and a $500 fine.
Yeah, nothing too exciting tonight on the dumpstering.
Lit by a single streetlight, the outside of this dumpster shines, while the inside is as deep and dark as a cave.
But you'll run into people, a lot of them are like old-timers with pickup trucks, they're collecting scrap wood. That's pretty much the best thing dumpster diving is for. If you want to make stuff, you can find great dumpsters where you can get all the wood you need to make stuff. You can find metal scrap. You know, like whatever's going out of style, you get a lot of that.
It is junk, that's why people throw it away. But they buy other junk and put it in their house.
Dumpster divers are alchemists, turning trash into treasure. It takes tenacity, but it's worth it to some. They'll risk trespassing charges, physical danger, and general disapproval of their hobby. To them, dumpster diving is a victimless crime, with a productive purpose. For AK, I'm Rebecca Barker.
That was Dumpster Diving by Rebecca Barker of the Alaska Teen Media Institute. Head to youthcast.org where you can read about safer and cleaner recession-proof activities out and about in some of the bigger cities in the country. We've got links to blogs that keep track of free and cheap events. Also, be sure to search for YouthCast next time you're logged into Facebook. We have a page you can like that keeps track of latest episodes and happenings in the radio and media world. This has been Molly Adams for YouthCast, a project of Generation PRX. Generation PRX is a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced audio. Check it out at generationprx.org. YouthCast, where radio makes you wish you were young again.